In suburban Franklin Park, you'll find Midway Manufacturing feverishly turning out 350 Pac-Man games every day in three different cabinet styles. Pac-Man is known as the cute game. A voracious little yellow globe gobbles up golden dots and various kinds of fruit, all the while being pursued by four hungry monsters, which can themselves be eaten at crucial moments.
You're listening to the 80s Underground, best albums of 1982. You're listening to the 80s Underground, best albums in 1982, countdown number 12, Midnight Oil. Great politically charged record, 1098. I call it the 10-1 album. Read about it was the track there. At number 11 on the list now, it's The Fix, with their 1982 album, The Shuttered Room, featured this classic, Red Skies. This is the 80s Underground.
Red Skies.
Bye.
the 80s Underground, counting down the best albums of 1982. What a great year it was. Number 10 there. We're finally in the top 10. The English Beat with their final record, another band that was around for a pretty short period but had a great output of material spanning all of about 3 years. From 1982 there, Special Beat Service, the record, featured that big single, Save It For Later. The English Beat at number 10 on the countdown. Before that, at number 11, The Fix with their album Shuttered Room. Pretty big modern rock record from that year. Featured a lot of cool songs out, including Red Skies, which is the song you heard. At number 12, we had Midnight Oil with their 10-1 LP. A band that became kind of new to a lot of American listeners, although the band had been around for several years prior to that, putting out records in Australia. So it was sort of a breakthrough record for them globally, the 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1 album. Featured the big hit single Power and the Passion, among some other great songs I played for you. Read about it from that record. And incidentally, the full countdown list will be posted later today at facebook.com/80sunderground. And if you tuned in late and missed any of the beginning of the show, I will have the podcast, as usual, posted there as well. So check back later today at facebook.com/80sunderground for today's podcast and the best albums of 1982 list as we're counting them down. Okay, up to number 9, Simple Minds had a big, big record that year, very critically acclaimed. It is the New Gold Dream album, and I'm going to play the title track. Fresh and crackling vinyl for your ears. At number 9, the best albums of 1982, it's New Gold Dream, Simple Minds on the 80s Underground.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the 80s Underground. Best albums of 1982 at number 8. The great Shabu Shaba from INXS featured so many good cuts on it, including that one, Black and White. And, of course, the classic Don't Change, The One Thing, and many others on that very well-crafted record from 1982. We're counting down the best of that year. Number 8 there, INXS with Shabu Shaba. Simple Minds before that with New Gold Dream. And I played the title track from that one for you at number 9. So now we're up to, what are we at? Number 7, getting close to number 1 as we wrap up the show in about 40 minutes. Here we go. It's After the Snow from Modern English at number 7 on the best of 1982.
Crime begins. short shot for business. The lookout has parked the car that kept the engine running. Three beeps means trouble's coming. I hope you remember to treat the jellic night tenderly for me. I'm having dreams about things not going right. It's leaving plenty of time tonight.
Here we are. You're listening to the 80s Underground Best Albums of 1982 Countdown. Kate Bush at number six on the list with a landmark, pretty underground record from that year. Did not chart well in the UK or in the States, but it was slowly and kind of seeped its way into indie culture in that year and became a pretty critically acclaimed record for her. Very eccentric album with a lot of instrumentation. It took like 2 years to make that record, I was reading, and a lot of interesting backstory behind that record from Kate Bush. It kind of launched her own career as a producer, self-produced record. She built her own studio following that and just went on to make a bunch of great stuff. And so pretty landmark record there. Number six on the list, Kate Bush with The Dreaming. There Goes a Tenor. The track there released as, I think, one of three singles from that record. Never charted well, but great album, great track there. Number seven, Modern English with their After the Snow album. Breakthrough record for that band, of course, brought us the uber hit Melt With You, which I never play on this show. But just about every other track on that record is fantastic. Modern English, After the Snow. Someone's Calling was the track I played for you. In Excess at number eight with Shabu Shabba. You heard all that. We're getting close to number one, up to five on the list. Mighty number five. Another debut record. There's a lot of debut records on my list here. And following his departure from Depeche Mode, Vince Clark wasted no time in putting together the band Yaz, officially known as Yazoo, with Alison Moyet. Their debut record, Upstairs at Eric's, is a modern rock classic and a perfect exercise in well-executed synth pop. Here's a track from it called Two Pieces. It's Yaz at number five, the best albums of 1982.
Someone afraid of the fall.
You're listening to the 80s Underground Best Albums of 1982 edition on the show today. Counting down the best records of that year. Number four on the list, The Cure with the Pornography LP. Many music critics and historians claim that record is the starting point for the modern goth music movement. I guess that's debatable, but certainly a valid point. Personally, I'm not my favorite Cure record, but it's undeniable in its influence and appeal. Certainly think Head on the Door is a better record, but it is undeniable launching pad for a lot of underground music. And there's actually, if you get into it, some pretty interesting musical textures going on in that record. It's a dark record, but a good one. Hanging Garden, the track there, which incidentally released is the only single from that record from 1982. The Cure's Pornography at number four on the list. Number five, we had Yaz, Upstairs at Eric's, another undeniable classic record, debut record for that band in 1982, Vince Clarke and Alison Moyet. We heard the track Two Pieces, and I got a few minutes to squeeze in an honorable mention. Incidentally, there were four awesome EPs released in 1982, not really classified as official full-length records, so they didn't make my list, but had they had a few more songs on them, they probably would have. Of course, we have the Replacements Stink EP. Eight songs. It's almost a record, but doesn't quite qualify as a full length. Of course, the B-52s put out Mesopotamia, a five-song EP produced by David Byrne of that year. Worthy of mention. What else? The 3 O'Clock's EP, Baroque Hoedown, is an awesome, awesome piece of vinyl. And also later went to CD, but that's an honorable mention as well. And of course, the classic debut from REM, the Chronic Town EP, released in 1982, just really launched that band into the world of college radio and indie music in the 80s. So I'm going to play you a track from the Chronic Town EP from 1982, a landmark piece of music, Carnival of Sorts. It's Boxcars, REM, the best of 1982.
Thank you.
It's the 80s Underground, best albums of 1982, and apologies for the disruption on that song. We had a very bad skipping CD, so I had to find an alternate source for that song. So apologies for the chopped up version of Take a Walk there from Split Enz. Make a number three on the Best of 82 countdown, a landmark record for that band, probably their apex as far as quality and just pop brilliance. The Time and Tide LP from 1982, number three on the list. Number four, we had, The Cure's Pornography. I threw in a little REM track there as an honorable mention from the great Chronic Town EP, which doesn't officially qualify as a record full length per se, but I wanted to give a little shout out to some REM. So let's get back to the countdown here. Let's try this one more time. We're up to number two on the list, best albums of 1982. Classic record here from the band X, produced by Ray Manzarek of The Doors. It's Under the Big Black Sun, and it's awesomeness. Number two on the list, best of 1982. It's X. Wow, there you go. Rock and roll. Doesn't get much better than that. The Hungry Wolf, classic X on the 80s Underground. Best albums of 1982, number two. The always awesome Under the Big Black Sun LP there. I remember getting that cassette as a kid when it came out and just wearing the hell out of it and turned to vinyl, and now I got it on CD, and it's just stands the test of time. Pure solid punk rock and roll from X and Under the Big Black Sun, best albums of 1982. Number two on the list, we had Split Ends with Time and Tide. Sort of botched up the track there, so apologies there. But number three on the list, Time and Tide, Split Ends. One final reminder, today's countdown podcast and playlist will be posted on the Facebook page later today, so please check it out at facebook.com/80sunderground. And we're down to number one, about 5 minutes left on the show. Timed this pretty well, so glad to get to the number one spot here as we wrap up the 80s Underground Best Albums of 1982. You might have figured out that I picked XTC's English Settlement as the number one record for that year, and pretty solid record. It's hard to deny the awesomeness that is XTC on this record. Supremely well-crafted, well-produced. A lot of complex songs and time signatures and even some great pop tunes on it. It is a classic record from the 80s and my favorite album of 1982. Spawned a few singles, which didn't tear down the charts, but did pretty well. And, of course, the record was pretty well acclaimed across the critical spectrum. So, in fact, one of the singles that was released is the one I'm going to play for you now called No Thugs in Our House. Are there, dear? You be the judge. Number one. The best of 1982. It's XTC. We'll see you next week on the 80s Underground. Toodaloo.